the opinions you love, the history you crave. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience begins.
I'm here to meet your fate.
He's right.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, welcome. Sorry for the delay, I am having problems. And Jordan, this show may not last a 4 hour.
Really?
We're going to give it a chance, we're going to give it a try.
Alright, you're not secretly at South by Southwest right now, are you?
No, I'm not feeling good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shit.
My old age is catching up to me. But anyway, we're going to try. So I'm going to leave you in charge of the show. Don't take it to your head, Jordan. And this is the What Are You Reading comic book show. We're here every Sunday. Talk to comic books.
Yes,
comic
we
book
are.
Related stuff.
Live on Rant Entertainment Media Radio.
Yes.
The only place you can get this great quality of product.
Not true. It's the only place you can get it live.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, live, yes.
But we're on other outlets. I believe Stitcher, TuneIn Radio.
Podbean.
Podbean and Blog Talk Radio when I get around to posting the audio.
Oh, but, we're still on Blog Talk?
Yeah, but you can only get the first half hour on Blog Talk.
Oh, yeah.
You must tune in live to...
For the whole deal.
The whole shebang of fun.
And you know what? We don't have to do this ourselves. You can join us as well. There are several ways in which you can join in on the fun. You can call us via your phone at the number 215-253-4516. You can even join us on Skype. Just add the contact SilverSurfer_forever. Or, one last option, the Listen Live chat room on rantem.com/chatlisten-live.
Yes, all that and more.
Oh yeah. So how have you been, server?
Well, I'm not doing too good. As far as you know, what I just mentioned, and you know, I've been having some problems over the last few months, and I was doing good, but now I'm starting to not do so good, so.
That sucks.
It's caused me a lot of pain. So, yeah. I don't know what to say other than we're going to try. And the first thing we're going to talk about is a little box office because it's relevant.
Oh, box office relevance?
Yes.
Hooray.
There's some movies that came out this week and some movies that's been around. Of course, the two movies, well... We still got the Lego movie in the top five.
Yay!
That brought in $11 million to come in fourth place. It is the highest grossing film of 2014 so far. And it will stay that way until a certain movie come out in April or May. But
not sure which movie you might be talking about. Could it involve a patriotic man?
Maybe. If not, then we do have the arachnid that'll sweep in.
Not an arachnid.
The other movies that are relevant is An old cartoon classic brought to new life, Peabody and Sherman. Mr. Peabody and Sherman brought in $32.5 million over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
His budget is $145 million, and it probably would have done better if it had been a standalone movie, but it competed with other movies. So for $32 million, because it's animated and the children,
mm-hmm.
you know, this movie may stick around for a while and make its money, and it's doing pretty good overseas. So, but the number one movie is that prequel, sequel,
mid-quel.
Parallelical. Did I just make up a new word?
I've been hearing that thrown around a lot with this movie.
Parallelical?
Parallelical. However the hell you pronounce it.
I don't know. I'm just making shit up as I go along. 300, Rise of Empire.
I still don't give a shit about this movie.
Brought in $45 million. Now, it's not the blockbuster hit the original 300 was when that opened up 7 years ago. I mean, nobody was expecting that movie to rake in the money it did that first weekend. But
I'm amazed people actually cared about a 300 sequel. Cared to go see it anyway.
Actually, the movie was better than I thought it was going to be.
I've heard very opposite. Like, the only good thing I hear about is, like, just, you know, here's the consensus I keep hearing. It's like, just wait until YouTube or all the scenes involving Ava Green are online, because he's the only good thing about it.
Yeah, they can't put all the Ava Green scenes on YouTube. Against the law.
Well, hell, she'd be my only reason, because I really don't care about 300 enough to have a sequel, and, well, Ava Green is a fantastic actress.
Well, you know, at the time, I thought 300 was a nice little fun movie. I really enjoyed it, and, you know, it's not like I wanted to see movies made in that style, and I know they've done stuff since then, TV shows, and, you know, I'm not really cared. And I wouldn't saw the sequel because I wanted to see. And I kind of had in the back of my mind that I probably wouldn't like it, and it turned out I liked it better than I thought about.
I've liked the first 300 less the first time I've seen it, to be honest. Gone down in quality for me.
Well, what they did was, they more than one battle took place during that time, and there was a sea battle that actually took place. And of course, the way it actually went down, they didn't show that because that's boring. All it did was just ships just ram into other ships and, you know, sunk each other. But, you know, they you got nothing else to do. It's a fine movie.
I'm probably not going to see it.
You know, that's part of your job, right?
I gotta see it, don't I?
It's your job.
Fine, you know what, Surfer? Since it's my jab, I'll wait until DVD. I really, even though I got the job with RC, I can only spend my money finite right now. It's a monthly paycheck, so. And you know, we have, you know, people are gonna rely upon us, me and you, to tell them what exactly, what is good and what is bad about Captain America Winter Soldier.
Yes, I am going to, see that, hopefully, in a week.
Oh, you suck.
Yeah, well, they had a little thing on Facebook where the top 10 cities that tweeted pictures of Cap got an advanced screening.
Oh, where the hell was this?
On Facebook.
I didn't see it.
Are you, do you like the Captain America on Facebook?
I likes the Captain America on Facebook, yes.
Well, you need to check it sometimes, you know?
Damn it. But I got shit.
Don't worry,
to know.
Your town wouldn't have made it.
My town. No, it wouldn't. I know it would not have, but my I know towns like.
You could drive to Austin.
I could drive to what?
Austin. and see it.
I can't drive to Austin. I still don't have my license yet.
Okay. But yeah, my city barely made it because we almost lost to Toledo.
Ohio?
Yes.
But you're Philadelphia.
Well, you know.
Philadelphia, patriotic as shit.
Okay. Anyway, since we're on the topic of movies, let's talk about some trailers.
Oh, yeah. Trailers.
How many came out this week?
Oh, there was...
three, right?
Yeah, there was three. There were three trailers.
All right, I'll let you start with the first trailer. Which movie you want to talk about first?
You know, I want to get the movie I'm least interested in out of the way, Transformers Age of Extinction.
Yes.
Let's get that out of the way since I really don't care that much.
Go ahead.
It's a trailer for a movie I'm most likely... I'm not going to see. I'm serious when I say I'm done with all these Bay Transformers movies. I'm not watching it.
Bayformers.
Yeah, right. Bayformers. I'm done with Bayformers. Ever since the second one. I didn't see the third one. Don't care to see the third one. Don't give a flying shit about the fourth one. And I feel dirty that's coming out. That's being released on my birthday. I just feel dirty all over.
It's going to be one of the top five biggest movies of the year.
Oh, it will be. It'll make money. Because, you know, you got the Dinobots. And as much as I want to see robotic giant dinosaurs... I mean, kicking ass. I don't want to see it in a Michael Bay Transformers movie.
I mean, the top three movies are going to come down to that, Hunger Games. Hunger Games come out this year, right?
Yeah, wait. All right. Catching Fire was last year. Mockingjay will be in November.
Right. Part one.
Yeah, part one.
And Spider-Man.
You really think I'm going to say Winter Soldier.
I don't think so because it's coming out too early. Coming out in April. It's not going to make that kind of money. It's going to make money. Anyway, here's my... You know, the first thing I see in this trailer, you got Mark Wahlberg bringing home a junk heap of a tractor trailer. Like the bus... That's called a bus, right?
Yeah, it's the bus.
Okay. There's Optimus Prime. Okay, why would Optimus Prime be a junk heap with no power?
Hey, maybe Optimus was like, you know what? I'm just going to relax, take some days off, just find myself.
And that right there is like tells me this is garbage. I mean... He just
gonna... not the fact that there's another Michael Bay Transformers movie, but just that.
You got Galvatron head turned into a big gun. You got Megatron pimp slapping Grimlock. But hey, you know people are gonna eat that shit up, so don't listen to me because people don't listen to me anyway.
I listen to you. Sometimes.
Got some more Captain America trailers came out.
Did you see the
first few minutes or whatever they put on
there? Oh, you mean that long clip of it? I didn't see that because I want to be surprised now. I'm at the point where I don't want to see advertisements. I don't even want to see stills. I just want the movie. Even though I know it's based off a book. The classic Ed Brubaker, you know, Sonfeld, Steve Epting, Winter Soldier, you know, run. Which, by the way, is being reprinted and re-released later this month, people. So if you want to read it, pick that up. Or, you know, find the original copies and, you know, published ones. But anyway, I just want to be surprised by the movie. Because I know there might be some, there are going to be a couple changes that might be made. I don't know what they are. I want to be surprised. So at this point, I'm avoiding the advertisements. I didn't even watch that, what was it, 4-minute clip they showed?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Well, it doesn't. It just shows the opening scene where you've seen a good portion of it in the trailer where he's in the ship and he jumps out without a parachute.
Yeah, like in the beginning of the first trailer.
Well, they show why he jumped out of the parachute. I mean, why he jumped out of the plane, what happened a few minutes after that, and what they were doing, what mission they was on. And then, of course, they go into other scenes that you see in the trailer. So it's not ruining anything.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
Alright, so it doesn't... Okay, you know, I might check it out through the show.
It just gives you the first couple of minutes of the movie, and then...
Okay. But like I said, at this point, I'm just like, I just want the movie, because I'm really excited. I'm just so excited.
Yeah, you know, they're going to have to... with Scarlett Johansson being pregnant, they're going to have to film her scenes for the Avengers early, so she can... to get that part out of the way, because you know you don't want nothing to happen to her pregnancy. And
well, of course, and congratulations to Scarlett Johansson.
But you know, she should have thought about this before she started to have a family. I mean, the Avengers come first. No, I'm
just don't be those internet commenters.
Anyway, what else did we got?
See those comments that those people wrote? That was just...
No, what did I miss?
Oh, some people were pissed at her. It's like, God damn it, you fucking whore. How could you? You should film the movie first.
Just
another reason to remind myself, sometimes the internet sucks.
I know.
But we do have one last trailer.
Hold up. Sorry, I'm going to say something. These are probably the same people who used to say she couldn't act. Until they saw the Avengers.
Or Lost in Translation, but whatever.
But no, those people didn't see Lost in Translation.
Of course they didn't. I did, but Lost in Translation is great.
Because you're a movie guy.
Well, yeah, I am a movie buff. I can't help it.
It's hard to believe she's not even 30 yet.
I know, right?
Acting forever. It's like, she's been in so many movies where she's been paired up with older guys, you know?
Yeah, it's...
And it's not like, you know, they were saying she was young, but, you know, you just...
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing, honestly.
So what's the next trailer?
The next trailer that came out this week was for Sin City, A Dame to Kill For.
Finally. That's another 8 years in the making.
Yeah, I know, right? It's about time. It's adapted from the Sin City story of the same name, which A Dame to Kill For is my personal favorite of the Sin City books.
Frank Miller at his best, so they say.
Yeah, before Frank Miller was replaced by that thing that's posing as Frank Miller. You know what? Here's my theory. Frank Miller isn't Frank Miller anymore. He was replaced by an alien parasite. The term on ruining his good name.
Yeah, he probably just shot his load and has nothing else now, so.
That's a more realistic possibility, too. But I'm going to stick with the alien parasite. But.
And I got another theory, too. Like, okay, what he used to write back in the day was well advanced of what everybody else was writing. And then people caught up to him. And then they start to surpass him. And he's still writing what he was writing. It's just that people expect more.
And okay. Yeah, that could be it. The trailer looks good. Still in tone with the books and, of course, the first movie that came out way back in 2005. I must say, that was an interesting theater-going experience for me, seeing that on the big screen.
Why you say that?
Just seeing one of the more faithful adaptations of anything is just incredible, honestly. I still really enjoy that first movie.
Me too. Unfortunately, they tried to make the spirit that way, and that was a colossal fail.
We're never going to speak of that movie again. Just never.
So what is A Dame to Kill For about?
A Dame to Kill For, much like the first movie, has a whole slew of stories going on. A Dame to Kill For involves Dwight McCarthy, this time played by Josh Brolin, being summoned by his former lover, Ava Lord, who wants his help to escape her abusive husband, billionaire Damian Lord. However, Dwight soon learns that Ava's true intentions are more sinister than they appear.
Mm-hmm.
In just another Saturday night, on a night that John Hartigan meets up with Nancy and that yellow bastard from the previous movie, Marv regains consciousness on a highway overlooking the project, surrounded by dead young men and unable to remember how he got there. Those are stories based off the books. Now, what we got next are two original stories made for the film. The first one, The Long Bad Night. Johnny, played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt, is a cocky gambler, disguises as a dark mission to destroy the biggest villain in Sin City at his own game. He beats the wrong man, and the events take a turn for the worse. Along the way, he meets a young stripper named Marcy, played by Julie Gardner. And in The Fat Loss, which is set right after Hartigan's death, played by Bruce Willis, suicide at the end of That Yellow Bastard, the story centers around Nancy, played by Jessica Alba, trying to cope with his death. So, a couple of these stories are going to interlock with events that were going on in the first film.
And what is the city that Sin City takes place in?
It is, trying to
remember. You not quick enough.
Oh, excuse me.
You should have known that right away.
I haven't read Sin City in like the longest time.
Basin City.
Okay, well that's my bad. Like I said, I haven't read Sin City in like.
That's how you get to Sin City, because the sign that says base is blocked out, and only the sin part is When you come into the town, it says, welcome to Basin City. Of course, the BA is blotted out. So it says Sin City.
Well, this movie has a huge cast. We got Bruce Willis, Jessica Alba, Power Smith, Josh Brolin, Jamie Chung, Martin Cusack, Rosario Dawson, Julia Gardner, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Ava Green, Dennis Habert, Stacey Keach, Jamie King, Lady Gaga, Ray Liotta, Christopher Maloney, Krista McHale, Jeremy Piven, Mickey Rourke, and Juno Temple. And the movie is set for release in August, the 22nd of this year.
So
it'll be in the dog days of summer.
Did the trailer get you excited, though?
It actually kind of did. Now, I've kind of had some waned interest in Robert Rodriguez lately, given how I really just didn't care for Machete, like, at all.
What, Machete or Machete Kills?
I haven't seen Machete Kills. I kind of don't care to see Machete Kills.
I like Machete, and Machete Kills was a little over the top.
Shorts and Machete were certain downfalls, and Spy Kids 4, we'll just never talk about that.
What about Shark Boy and Lava Girl?
That was okay. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
That was a cute.
You're exposed.
That was a cute little family film.
Mm-hmm. You're exposed. You still like it.
I don't care to ever see it again. I just thought it was okay. I it's nothing really blowing my mind there.
Any other trailers, or are we done with trailers?
Oh, we're done with trailers. Unless you want to talk about that Arrow trailer they released.
Go ahead.
Oh, man. Okay, yeah. So, after the recent episode of Arrow, The Promise... The Promise, which was a damn excellent episode of Arrow, if I may say so myself.
A lot of tension involved.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In a very flashback-heavy episode itself.
Yeah, they really made Slade Wilson terrifying.
Oh, yeah. I'm very much looking forward to what's going on. They tease what's coming out for the rest of the season, which includes the Birds of Prey, the Suicide Squad, the Rise of Deathstroke. And maybe even an appearance from Miss Harleen Quinzel. Yeah, well, even though I'm pretty sure that's most likely going to be a cameo.
Yeah, but the episode we were supposed to get that we're not getting
is pushed back.
It's The Flash.
Yeah. Yes. Episode 20 is still entitled Seeing Red.
Okay, but... Flash, right?
No, we don't know yet. We don't know what they've done for the 20th episode.
Well, it's on hiatus for a couple of weeks.
No, for just 1 week. The show returns on the 19th with the Suicide Squad episode.
Okay.
Which I'm actually looking forward to. Even though no Suicide Squad with Captain Boomerang? Really?
Well, they haven't introduced him, so...
I know, but Captain Boomerang's like the best on that team. Next to Deadshot.
Well, maybe when Suicide Squad shows up on the Flash, he can join in.
That'd be awesome! So good.
Alright, since we're on TV news, Lost in True Blood and True Detective actor joins Constantine. You know who that is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Answer the question, then.
Well, I'm bringing up the article right now. Yes, as we learned, with joining Welsh actor Matt Ryan, who will be playing the title role. The role of Frank Chandler, Constantine's best friend and most loyal friend, is being played by Charles Halford, who I've seen recently.
That's not who I was referring to, but go ahead.
Yeah, who I've seen recently on the excellent, excellent HBO series True Detective, whose season finale is tonight.
Mm-hmm.
He played Reggie Lado, a psychotic meth cook. Who was just absolutely great. But I know the actor you're wanting to refer to is Harold Pierneau. Who will be playing Manny, an authoritative angel assigned to watch over Constantine, who is best known for his role as Michael on ABC's hit cult series Lost.
Also, he was on Oz.
Oh, yes, I remember him from Oz.
He was in a couple of the Matrix movies.
Yes, and as said in the article, recently played Damien Pope on two seasons of Sons of Anarchy, which I haven't seen yet.
Yeah, I've not watched Sons of Anarchy either. Did you,
Oh, but there is one more. We have, from True Blood, Lucy Griffiths will be playing Liv. An offbeat young lady who finds herself teamed up with Constantine after she's marked for death by a powerful demon.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and apparently, and it says here, the Constantine pilot will focus on the supernatural detective's efforts to protect Liv, who is the daughter of an old friend.
Now, people, for all those, if anybody wants some free comic books, well, actually, we missed out on it. Comicology was giving away free digital comics. Looks like they've all expired now.
They have not all expired.
Oh, okay. I see some. I missed that on some.
It's happening right now there in this early part of South by Southwest. You don't even have. And here's the best part: you do not have to attend South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, to be a part of it. All you gotta do is, like I said, okay. Here. All right. Friday, these are the comics that were offered up that have expired. Lego Ninjago. Volume 1. Justice League, Gods Among Us digital comic. Issue number 1. My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Volume 1. Batman 66, number 1. Lock and Key, Volume 1. Welcome to Lovecraft. Batman Arkham City, Volume 1. Transformers. Audiocracy, and Turok, Dinosaur Hunter, number 1. And right now, these comics are up for use for free until midnight tonight at Eastern Standard Time. Smallville season 11, number 1. Deadpool: The Gauntlet, number 1. Adventure Time, volume 1. Scribblenauts Unmasked. A Crisis of Imagination, number one. Fables, number one. Think Tank, volume one. And Exo, Man of War, number one through four.
And then, what else?
Right now, available from today until tomorrow at midnight Eastern Standard Time, Grimm Fairy Tales, volume one. Number one issues of Saga, Deadly Class, Black Science, and Alex plus Alda Ada at from Image Comics, and Star Trek Ongoing, volume one. I tell you, I've been making like a bandit with these. All you gotta do is go to comicsology.tumblr.com/geekstage giveaway. Enter the code given, SX, whatever the rest of the code says, and you got yourself some free comics.
Since when did comics take over South by Southwest?
I don't know. I know the look. All I know is the film part's happening right now.
Because there's some other news that came out of South by Southwest, and that has to do with
comics.
No, Avengers Alliance game.
What's that?
Takes up all my time. I play it on Facebook all the time, but you can also play it on Playdom or mobile devices. So anyway, what some of the things they have is missions, special ops, and player versus player tournaments. And so they have announced some upcoming special ops missions. And a lot of times they'll have a special ops mission that coincides with an event or a movie that's taking place. So the current special ops right now was to win Iceman. And also his apocalypse death character. And other characters of the Four Horsemen, you could get their uniforms too to make Beast, Rogue, and X-23 more powerful. And the bad guy in this particular special ops is Apocalypse, because he's always a bad guy. But they announced that the next special ops is dealing with Captain America. So you'll be able to get a new movie uniform. You'll be able to get the Falcon. You'll be able to get Taskmaster.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Winter Soldier is the villain you'll be taking on in this particular ops. And then they're going to be doing one that coincides with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, of course.
And they also announced that there's a new chapter coming up soon, which if you complete all the tasks, you get the new uniform for Ms. Marvel, making her into Captain Marvel. So.
Ooh. Sir, I gotta ask, what comics have you gotten out of this Comixology giveaway?
Well, I kind of forgot, so I didn't get many so far. I did get the Ninjago and the Injustice. I didn't come back to get the other ones.
I got Batman 66 number one, Lock and Key, Injustice, Ninjago, Transformers, well, Turok.
I have the Batman book, and I'm not. I'm not a brony, so I'm not upset about that.
I got Adventure Time, Think Tank, and Exo Man of War. I also got Grimm Fairy Tales, Star Trek Ongoing, and Smallville and Deadpool.
Yeah, but I'm going to unlock these a little bit later.
Yeah, I mean, I had to get Lock and Key because I've been really wanting to read that.
So anyway, yeah. So Avengers Alliance, you know, you should play. Not you. Oh. You don't. You have played. I'm talking to you listening out there now.
Oh, yeah, it's the only Facebook game really worth playing. Yeah. And I should also mention about the Geek Stage giveaway. There are only free comics left. It does end today, and the codes for today expire tomorrow. So you're going to want to act fast on the free comics that are available from yesterday and today.
Are you getting the Beware the Batman DVD?
I kind of want to, but again, I'm still kind of new at my job. I haven't gotten my paycheck yet. Gotta save up so I can't.
13 episodes, 11 came on TV, 2 didn't. I guess they're never going to get around to showing us the rest of the season.
They better.
Unless they're going to hold off until sometime in September or something like that, or the summertime, I don't know.
Which would be stupid.
It was supposed to come back in January, and we're in March now. Did you celebrate Freak Pancake Day during the week?
I wasn't able to.
You wasn't what?
I wasn't able to.
There's no IHOP where you live?
No.
Hey, man, you gotta move.
I know I need to move. I need to get the fuck out of Nashville.
My God, that sounds like a third world country.
Yeah. Nashville, Arkansas might as well not exist on a damn map. So Surfer, can I live with you? I'll pay rent. I'll pay rent with twerking.
You got to, okay. I could use a roomie.
Yay!
But you got to do the cleaning, so.
I'm used to cleaning.
All right, I'm trying, but we're not gonna make the hour. Any books you read this week?
Oh, what I do have. Wait, there are a couple stories I do want to bring up before I get to books.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Fast, please.
Yes, there is one trailer that came out this week. It wasn't a movie, but Batman: Arkham Knight.
Yeah.
The final chapter in the Batman Arkham series that's being done by Rocksteady and it's coming out exclusively on the next-gen systems, meaning you're only going to get it on PC, Xbox One, and PS4.
Wait. What about the Wii U?
No Wii U.
Oh, that's not right.
Well, no, that's not right. I got to steal a PS4 to be able to play this damn game.
Why, no computer game?
The computers around my house are not up for PC gaming. Like, the only gaming computer I have is my Mac, and it's for basically Steam. And it's going to be a while before Arkham Knight's on, like, Mac.
Okay.
Which sucks, because I would really want, because I want to play this real quick. Because the plot of the game is that Scarecrow's gathered up some of Batman's greatest foes to just truly bring him down, to break down Gotham. And this takes place 1 year after the events of Arkham City. Gothamites feel safe, that the Joker is gone, but a new threat called the Arkham Knight, a brand new character that was created just for this game that has a suit of armor much similar to Batman's, but it's covered with the double A symbol for Arkham.
Mm-hmm.
And carries a gun. There's been speculation as to who it might be. Like, the character's identity is being kept secret. Like, people are speculating, ooh, what if it's Jason Todd? Or could it be Azrael? Or maybe it's Hush, Tommy Elliot.
I would go with Hush.
I'm thinking Azrael. Maybe. But like I said,
Ain't Azrael named, what, John Paul Valley?
Yes, John Paul Valley. The game is said to be, in Gotham City and Arkham Knight, is approximately said to be 5 times the scale of the open-air prison city that Arkham City was.
Mm-hmm.
And the game takes place in the center of the city, which is split into 3 island areas. And if you order right now, if you pre-order right now, you get an exclusive offer to play as Harley Quinn on 4 exclusive challenge maps.
That's nice.
Oh, I agree. Which, again, makes me upset. I do not have a PS4 right now, nor the money to get for a pre-order. And it's not an official release date yet. It's most likely a placeholder date. But the game is said to be released on October 14th. Later this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta say, that trailer was up early. Early in the morning. It's one of the first few things I saw it when I woke up, and damn, did that kick my ass. This game looks exciting.
Uh-huh.
And we do have another bit of TV news that involves that upcoming Gotham series.
Yeah, that's right. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Because they have cast their young Bruce Wayne and Selina Kyle. As report, this is from the news report. David Mazou from the canceled Fox series Touch has been cast as the preteen Bruce Wayne. The press release describes Bruce as sentenced to a solitary life after a tragic murder of his wealthy parents. Serious and soulful, young Bruce relies on the guidance and protection of Alfred Pennyworth and James Gordon.
So,
sorry,
I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I'm saying, they're going to, what, they're going to go to high school together or something? I mean, like...
Oh, he's preteen, so maybe junior high or, like, elementary.
Why would Selina Kyle and Bruce Wayne go to school together?
So they could be, like, BFFs or,
Bruce Wayne is homeschooled, isn't he?
I've never heard anything like that. I would assume, like, private school.
Right. So where would Selina Kyle be able to go to private school?
Stole money?
No. Anyway.
A newcomer, Carmen, and I apologize for butchering this last name because I've only now heard of it. Bicanvado. Bicanvado. That's the best I'm going to do. Has been cast as Selina Kyle, a teenage orphan who is suspicious and wholly unpredictable. A street thief and skilled pickpocket, she's dangerous when cornered.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting. The kids look fine. I mean, they're young children, so they're gonna fit their roles fine.
All right.
And prior to this, Fox's president Kevin Reilly had mentioned Selina Kyle as a possible inclusion on Gotham, but it's not known if the character is gonna be a series regular.
Mm-hmm.
And the press release also stressed that Gotham's focus is on James Gordon and his origin story, with the other characters, including Bruce Wayne, as supporting roles.
Okay, sorry, I'm struggling here. Listen, I want to talk about two books I read just real quick.
Go ahead.
And you've probably read them too.
I may have.
First one is Forever Evil. Number 6 came out this week.
Did not read it.
Oh, okay. Well, the team led by Lex Luthor and his evil band of villains who decided they wasn't going to kowtow to the crime syndicate, along with Batman and Catwoman, has decided to rescue Dick Grayson, who was, of course, Nightwing, and take on the crime syndicate. And they arrive to the crash watchtower to find Dick Grayson in they call the murder machine. He's hooked into a device that is set off by is it Gear? He's like the evil version of Cyborg.
That's blanking my mind at the moment.
And so there's a bomb that can only be stopped if you stop Dick Grayson's heart. And of course, the crime syndicate comes to stop them. And of course, they don't want this guy that they've had tied up the whole time they've been there from getting loose. And it's been speculation who this person is that the crime syndicate wants to kill, but Ultraman won't allow that to happen. At the same time, Owlman wants to keep Dick Grayson alive, even after they've beat him down and exposed his secret identity to the world. And Luthor is like, "Look, we got to kill Dick Grayson." And he tries to stop Grayson's heart, and Batman's trying to stop him. And I think Batman is a little premature, because I don't think Luthor was going to just kill him without a way of reviving him, but Batman doesn't know that. Of course, he doesn't trust Lex Luthor. And it turns out that this mystery man that's been tied up by the crime syndicate is Alexander Luthor. Okay? And you know about Alexander Luthor, right, Jordan?
Yes.
He was the only hero of this world where their version of the Justice League are villains. Turns out, though, this Alexander Luthor has the power of Mizar, which is Shazam spelled backwards. And he shouts the word out, and he turns into just whatever he's supposed to be. And he wants to kill everybody and take their power so he can be the most powerful hero of them all. So he's ready to murder everybody. He murdered Johnny Quick. And so this shit's about to hit the fan for issue 7. And of course, you read Moon Knight, right?
Oh, I read Moon Knight number 1.
Yeah, Warren Ellis. What'd you think of it?
I really liked it. I thought it was a very interesting comic.
All right, so, you know, for those who don't know, Moon Knight is a Mark Spector, who was a mercenary who died over in Egypt and was resurrected by, what, how do you pronounce it?
Yeah, I'm having a hard time with that.
Is it Koshi, Kanushu? I don't know. But anyway, and since then he's been fighting crime as Moon Knight, but... You know, everybody's take of him is that he's crazy because he has multiple personalities. There was not long ago, Bendis wrote him where he thought he was also Spider-Man, Wolverine, and Captain America. And he was out in the West Coast, but now he's back. And he's solving crimes as Mr. Knight. Because as Moon Knight, you know, the cops have to bring him in. And there's one cop willing to work with him, so he's willing to look the other way to the fact of who he is. But in this issue, he doesn't have the costume. He just has on a white suit and a mask. So, and of course, he wears white because he wants people to see him coming, which is one of the reasons why people think he's crazy.
Yeah, but hey, he's wearing such a nice little suit.
So continue, Jordan. About the Moon Knight. Did you write up a review on it?
Oh, I'm writing it up right now. I've been pretty busy this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, the latest Prattling Panels will be up sometime tomorrow. I'm just now getting... It's been a pretty busy week. I got other projects going on. I've launched a Facebook page for my production company. And, you know, I got that job now. So it's been a little... tiring trying to get things, in order.
My suggestion is you give up sleep and get things done.
I can't. The only time I give up sleep is when I'm filming a movie.
So anyway,
but I do have a comic I want to talk about.
Hold on, I'm just gonna say I'm encouraged about this Moon Knight series, and hopefully it'll last a while.
Oh, I do too. Warren Ellis is so good at this.
What's his book? Because I'm at my wit's end in pain. So,
okay. Well, I will recommend Moon Knight number 1 because it is a very good first issue. It's exciting, sets up things very well, and lets you know what Moon Knight's all about, who he is. It's also really well drawn as well. Like I said, Warren Ellis is great at writing it, but Declan Shalvey, who was the artist, does a spectacular job on this.
Oh, Loki number 2 was excellent too.
Oh, I gotta read that. Like I said, I'm behind on some of the issues I'm gonna review, but
I don't mean to cut you off. The thing about Loki number 2 is the villainous. Lorely is also about to show up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this week, so...
Yeah, and what did you think of that latest episode?
It was interesting. What was that alien, though?
Speculations have said it's a Kree.
Yeah. Could be. It looked blue. I'm trying to figure out what S.H. meant.
Yeah, me too. I liked Bill Paxton, though. As John Garrett?
No, I thought the speculation is it was a Skrull.
No, Skrulls are green.
I know. Well, it actually looked turquoise, but
speculation is that it's a Kree. But yeah, Lorelai being played by Elena Satine. Very nice appearance at the end of the episode.
Okay, now what book you want to talk about real quick?
She-Hulk number 2.
Okay.
Oh, man, it's just such a fun issue. She-Hulk, you know, Jennifer, Jessica Walters just, like, starting her own law firm and just having a drunken, like, fun girls' night out with Prowler and things like, let's go beat up some crime. And it was honestly a lot of fun to read. Charles Soule is knocking it out of the park with only 2 issues on this book. And Javier Pulido on the art just draws this book so well. And the ending has me very excited for issue 3. Because this is a one and done. But the ending does help lead into a story that's going to happen in the third issue that involves everyone's favorite tyrannical overlord, Victor Von Doom.
Mm-hmm.
And the only other book I really wanted to talk about was Green Arrow number 29.
Okay.
Green Arrow number 29 is a continuation of the Outsider storyline being done by the current team of Jeff Lemire and Andrea Stuck. I cannot... Man, what is with some of the people in comics this week and the way I cannot just pronounce their damn last name?
I don't know. I can't pronounce names either.
Okay, well, I'm going to try my damnedest. Let's see. Andrea Sorrentino. Oh, wait, Sorrentino. Yeah, Sorrentino. There it is. Andrea Sorrentino. But, honestly, it's a very fun, exciting adventure book. Like, this is the best Green Arrow has been since the New 52. I hate it at the beginning. Dan and the Cody came on, and it was okay, but it wasn't until Jeff Lemire came on and took over that I really gave a damn about the Green Arrow book. Like, at that point, I was only caring about the Green Arrow TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Which is excellent, by the way, and you should all watch it, because the show is amazing. But...
Yeah, one of the things about that Arrow, they don't drag out storylines. They get to it.
Oh yeah,
like they didn't wait all season long to let Ollie know that Slade Wilson's behind all his troubles this year. They exposed it, so he knows now. He knows that Slade Wilson's coming for him, and he's fearful of it too.
Yeah, I mean, oh, and by the way, speaking of TV shows, man, Walking Dead was so boring as hell last week.
Yeah.
I do not care about Beth.
I like Beth.
I do not care. She and Daryl have no romantic chemistry. They need to stop trying to make that a possible thing.
Why not? If you was in a zombie apocalypse, you'd have romantic...
I would have a romance with
anybody
too.
I'd
have
along.
A romance with someone more interesting than Beth.
No, you wouldn't, because if Beth's the only one there.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather take my chances and risk arson with Carol.
Even Carol's sexy during the zombie apocalypse.
I don't know. But hey, I'm so glad Abraham's on now. Abraham's the best.
Mm. What else was there's something else we want to talk about? Oh, are we done? Because I really need to go. So,
all right.
So yeah,
let's give them the usual spiel.
Okay. Thanks for joining us on Rant EM Radio. Join us every Tuesday for the Rant with Double A. He goes over all the wrestling news and recaps Raw if Raw's interesting, and lately hasn't been interesting. So. Also, on Wednesdays now, we have Turnbuckle Throwbacks live every week at 9 p.m., where they go classic wrestling. I know Phil's now. I don't know his co-host name yet because I'm bad with names. I think it's, I don't know. Forgive me. I'll get that straightened out. But, yeah, their first show was last Wednesday. It was good stuff. I listened to some of them until I got some tragic news. I had to draw my attention from Saturday nights is wrestling call-in show with William Morgan. He lets you talk about any and everything you have to do with wrestling. And we came on a half hour early because at 7 p.m., Wrestling Call-In Show presents live pre and post game coverage of TNA Lockdown.
Oh, I thought that was because of Daylight Savings Time.
No.
Okay.
So join Rage and Wynn Morgan. They're going to break down all the haps of TNA Lockdown. And I don't give a damn about Lockdown, to be honest with you, but. Anyway, but no, I'm not saying that because I'm a clown. So that's why I'm saying that. So, yeah, come on back next Sunday. Hopefully, I'll have a show on. I'm not feeling as bad as I'm feeling now. And we'll be here at 6 p.m. Eastern. And I saw that thing you put on about not liking Daylight Saving Time. Daylight Saving Time is the bomb. You get more daylight.
Hey, you know, Daylight Savings Time in November is great. Not in March.
Not in November. In March. Because now it's not as dark as late. And then you get to see, as it gets warmer and the nice ladies come out and they wear the shorts, you have more daylight to look at them. That's all I'm saying.
And hey, look at that. He made that whole hour. You was worried.
No, I'm crying inside. Trust me. But
you do it for the fans. You do it for loyal listeners.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so don't go nowhere, folks. 7 p.m. It will be the start time, so stick around the chat room and have your little conversations until Rage comes on. Talk about TNA Lockdown. His hero Jeff Hardy is going to make his return, and of course, you know, control of TNA between Dixie Carter and MVP is on the line, plus Samoa Joe takes on Magnus for the TNA World Heavyweight title. Good stuff. I'm lying. But anyways, so don't go nowhere. We're going to say goodbye because I can't take it anymore. So
good night, everybody, and goodbye. Enjoy TNA Lockdown.
Peace.